In the headlines, St. Thomas hopeful William Chandler rejects Senator Gregory Nicholls' endorsement in the St. Thomas race. New Barbados Labour Party member Shaquani Hunt breaks her silence on the sudden DLP departure. Police investigating another unnatural death as a body is pulled from Browns Beach. And 24 hours before general elections in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, both party leaders confident of victory. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead.
The lunchtime edition of The Latest is brought to you in association with CIBC and Caribbean and ICBL. Always there when you need us most.
Life has many uncertainties. We never know what lies ahead. Losing an anchor in a family can create financial burdens too hard to handle. Talk to ICBL about our Easy Secure Life plan and get the coverage your family will need should the unexpected happen. Protect your loved ones and avoid leaving your financial burdens behind for them. For more information on Easy Secure Life, visit us at icbl.com. You just never know. ICBL. Always there when you need us most.
St. Thomas Party hopeful William Chandler has dismissed the endorsement of his colleague Senator Gregory Nicholls' support for the upcoming nomination in that parish. The executive of the St. Thomas branch of the Barbados Labour Party has thrown its support behind Senator Nicholls. In a letter dated November 24, 2025, which was issued in today's Daily Nation, it stated that after much deliberation and a subsequent vote, the branch executive had agreed to endorse his candidacy and will make the formal recommendation to the constituency branch. However, Mr. Chandler says he is not threatened by the letter. Well, former president of the Young Democrats, vice president of the Democratic Labour Party, and St. Michael West hopeful Shaquani Hunt has broken her silence on her abrupt exit from the party. Speaking to Starcom Network News this morning, Ms. Hunt explained that her resignation was for personal reasons and confirmed that she is now indeed a member of the BLP.
I don't wish them any ill will. I wish them all the best in this upcoming election. And that is it.
And what do you see of your future?
In my future, I will continue to do my youth advocacy. I will continue to do my community projects. And I will definitely be running in the future. I don't think that this is my end in politics. I think this is a part of my new beginning in politics.
And so far, it seems, having heard the Prime Minister on Sunday, It seems that you've been warmly welcomed and received in the Barbados Labour Party. Have you felt that?
Yes, I definitely do feel warm welcome, and I feel very comfortable.
That's former president of the Young Democrats, now a member of the Barbados Labour Party, Shaquani Hunt. The Barbados Police Service is probing another unnatural death after a body was recovered from Browns Beach early this morning. Around 7.05 a.m., lifeguard David Ford had just arrived for work and was taking an early swim before starting his shift when he noticed an object floating in the water, which was later confirmed to be a body.
Well, I came to the beach to swim this morning early, and a lady notified me that, well, a guy actually was found in the water. So I put on some goggles and a manager, and he was tangling rope. So I just went and cut him, brought him to shore with the help of the individual who wants to get up to shore life, and no further police.
That's lifeguard David Ford. Just yesterday, police reported an unnatural death in Wanstead Heights. Officers from District A responded to residents in the St. Michael community around 1:50 p.m., where they discovered the decomposing body of a 52-year-old man. A doctor later visited the scene and officially pronounced death. While investigations say there is no suspicion of foul play at this stage, a post-mortem examination will be conducted to determine the cause of death. Farmers across Barbados are being encouraged to plant and align their produce with the demands of the tourism sector, an effort officials plan to support wholeheartedly. Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated, Andrea Franklin, spoke to the sector following a Taste of Barbados Breakfast P&O Cruises at the local and company restaurant in Spitestown, St. Peter this morning. She says it will be a fantastic thing if farmers continue to grow their product because it's something that's needed, especially at this time in Barbados.
trying to identify the produce amongst our hotel and restaurant sector, the produce that they need, and trying to coordinate in terms of how the farming community can supply that. But it's also about making sure that our restaurants are using local produce in their menus, and the chefs are really showcasing the breadfruit and the cassava, the yam, how are they incorporating it into their menus. So that's what we're trying to encourage as much as possible when we talk about the linkages with agriculture and the fishing community as well. A lot of restaurants, for example, they have relationships with our fishermen. They're bringing their fresh catch in the day, and that's what's being used in our restaurants. So we want to see a lot more of that.
That's CEO of the Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated, Andrew Franklin, in the Lunchtime Edition. Vincentian Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez says only Barbados is ahead of the island in terms of human development in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. He says this has been due to his leadership over the last 25 years and reckons it will go towards him getting a sixth consecutive term as general elections are set for tomorrow.
We are ahead of CARICOM, we're ahead of Jamaica, Belize, Suriname, Grenada, St. Lucia, Dominica, and of course, still ahead of Haiti and Guyana. You know, Guyana is moving up.
Yes, we are fastest placed. Growing economy.
we're placed in terms of human development of the 193 countries in the United Nations. We're placed at number 76. And there are four categories of human development.
That's Dr. Ralph Gonzalez. Meantime, NDP's leader, Godwin Friday, says their focus is on the economy.
We are going to revitalize the economy. We're focusing on those four pillars, as we have said. And we have had many discussions with people who are prepared to provide assistance, guidance, and also investments in these areas that will help us to take off. Our people, given the opportunity to better themselves, they're like anybody else. Of course they will do it. So we have to create an environment for them to do so.
That's NDP's leader, Godwin Friday. Election set for tomorrow. Our top stories. St. Thomas hopeful William Chandler rejects Senator Gregory Nichols' endorsement in the St. Thomas race. The new Barbados Labour Party member, Shaquani Hunt, breaks her silence on her sudden DLP departure. Police investigating another unnatural death as a body is pulled from Browns Beach awaiting full identification, although we can confirm it's a Barbadian male. And 24 hours before general elections in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, both leaders confident of bringing home the bacon. This has been the Lunchtime Edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
The Lunchtime Edition of the latest from Starcom Network News was brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL, always there when you need us most. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates.